making room for the new and cruel old ghost. You know what to do, don't act like such a reluctant fool. You played a role in the previous invasion. You had a part, I remember that occasion. Spreading out for the new and cruel, leave some space for the wrecking crew. The future here holds not for you or me. Happens overnight, we got overrun. Just last night we missed out on some fun. Go and find another place to haunt. A private booth and back, order what you want. Enjoy it while you can. I'm just gonna keep going. All of a sudden, quick as a whip, you seem not yourself, just lazing around. Every ashtray overflowing, every shade pulled down. Somewhere, sometimes slip something in your drink, and your blood dammed up. Dragged before the doctor, they treated you so gently like a lamb. Put up a fast fight, mama. Need you back around soon as we can. Oh, well, not well. A warning bell. Someone somewhere sometime crept in and bit down hard. Someone somewhere sometime. Every pillow, I never known a nurse to be so kind. Sorry about that apparatus, they tell me it could help with the fight. Oh, well, not well, I know it's hell. Someone somewhere sometime crept in and bit down hard. And your blood drained out. Someone somewhere sometime. rang with a purpose sharp and hard. You can't resist not finding the source. You appear so strong and authentic, saddled up on a tall black horse. You said you had a safe way home. My trust won't be compromised. Must have looked so dumb and desperate, but that was never verified. Hi, 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 hi. Hi, hi, hi. Strike gold, you got a ways and means. You sold me a map in words. Said one day we could all collect. And I was bound to have my turn. Came across inheritance, the terms were never clarified. Scribbled down in such a hasty way, I couldn't get it verified. Hi, 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 hi. We locked eyes a moment or two. Were you tired, too weak to wait? Was the prey trampling you? Imagine that I saw a ghost, still remains unidentified. Moved so swiftly, no one noticed. The sighting never verified. Hi, 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 hi.
Chris Moore playing live here on WFMU. Little mini set. What did we just hear there?
Let's see. That was Verified. That was
from the previous album, right?
From a previous album. Yeah, from Figurines, 2004.
Right.
Then, God, I can't remember. Oh, Fast Fight, which is from Local Attachments, which is the newest record.
And you started with a new one.
Yeah, New and Cruel is a new thing.
All right. And Chris is Chris again is part of the ensemble Moore and Sons with a new album out, Local Attachments. You're playing next weekend, next Sunday, up in Peekskill.
Yeah. This little cafe, Peekskill Coffee House, we do it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a weird kind of mellow Sunday afternoon gig, but the people up there, you know, they come out and they listen, and
right,
it's a worthwhile trip, you know, it's not that far.
Yeah, and you know, anybody local can just pop on in.
Yeah, the train goes right there.
Nice.
We won't be playing in the city, I think. Well, I'm doing something at the Cake Shop on November 12th, but the whole band won't be playing until December 5th.
That's a ways off.
The living room,
yeah. But that's okay.
We're doing out-of-town stuff, so.
Yeah, doing a bit of traveling and stuff. So you guys are, you're also doing a theater thing, aren't you?
Yeah. Tom and I,
were asked to participate, like sort of be part of a mini orchestra for this piece called Ugo's Last Dance, written by David Nugent. And he did all the music as well. He'll be playing piano. We're about 8 shows into it.
Wow.
It's at the Medicine Show Theater on 52nd Street. Runs Wednesdays through Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lot of work. I mean, we didn't realize, like, oh my gosh, it's so much
different.
You ever
been part of that kind of a theater ensemble?
Never. But it's cool. We're learning. I'm learning a lot, you know. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's definitely different than doing a live music thing.
Yeah, it's like every...
I mean, it is live music, obviously.
It's live, but every little detail... You know, there's lots of cues, there's, you know, variations on, you know, you have to play so sort of quiet and, you know, it's very tempered, you know.
You can't be out in front too much, otherwise you overpower the action of the theater group. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lot of work, but I'm glad to be a part of it, you know.
Absolutely.
And then Tom, you know, I kind of asked Tom. They were looking for a multi-instrumentalist, and so I asked Tom to do it.
Tom Gavin, we should say.
Right, from the band, and from, you know, he does his own thing as well.
Yes, and you've been, you know,
we've been
musicians forever.
Yeah. So he's handling a lot of that too, and he's actually done that stuff before.
Has he? Yeah.
Not a lot of it, but he did have. You know, he gave me all these sort of. You know, Chris, this might happen, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Don't count on this happening, blah, blah, you know, this stuff like that.
Well, good to have a heads up.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Well, Chris Moore is my guest here in the studio. Got a big list of songs and maybe a few CDs to play a little later.
Yeah.
And you brought the whole family today.
Mm-hmm.
They're off in the other room.
Yeah. You could probably hear them.
Well, I think we got the door closed. It's okay. Last time I saw your son, he was a little teeny thing.
Yeah.
So nice to see him toddling about and playing our drum kit before the show. Do you want to play another?
Yeah, should we do another, maybe like a song or?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What would you like to?
I'm going to try another newer song called Prescription Book.
Okay.
Some friends can ride out the pain, stand up so very brave. They can stitch themselves together. I imagine it holds forever. Explain what ails me. You concoct a remedy from your prescription book. Go on and take a look. Lucky ones with the natural healing powers. Mm-hmm. if your blood is clotting slow. You can accelerate the flow. I know a lovely nurse does away with any curse. From her prescription book, I went and had a look. Those lucky ones with the natural healing hands. Clear out of the blue, I hear your distinctive voice. You're ready to see me, but I'm the one that has to move. In an instant to the street, anxious in my stride, I can't wait to hear the story. A room lady lets me in, but you keep the bed unmade. You'll explain her purpose later. First you must clear the air. Tell me I never really knew ya. Then you drop a bomb, admitting you never really knew yourself. Until you lost everything. Include the wife and babies, the money in your belt, all of your reliable connections. Who then puts you up, keeps this place from folding in on itself? Will you ever be permitted to leave? Strange it is to look at you with the feeling that I knew you. And strange it is for you to insist that no one really knows themselves until they've lost everything. Of your actions, you blame not a single soul. Tell me, how long have you been have you been home from war?
Chris Moore playing live here on WFMU, and I'm Irene Trudell. His latest album with Moore and Sons called Local Attachments. But you also were here recently with far different ensemble. A little bit louder, let's say.
Yeah, yeah. Negative Approach.
You had a reunion, didn't you? Yeah, you played on Brian Turner's show.
Yeah, that was a blast. We've been doing... You know, these people ask us to do these things, and we can't do them all the time, but it's hard to pass up, you know, playing with Sonic Youth and the Stooges and, you know.
You'd be a fool to
10
turn
cities
down,
in
yes.
Europe oh, where you're treated really well. You
That's
know?
Great.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, well worth reforming or just doing the offhand gigs with those.
Yeah, and it's there's a good chemistry in the band, you know.
Sure.
Still, it's not all the original guys, it's two of the four.
Right.
But you know, it's like we mean it again, you know, even though it's hard to relate to that.
Well, is that sort of why you stopped doing it before?
For me, I was just bored of the style.
Right.
You know, I started playing guitar and started listening to REM and, you know, whatever, jangly pop.
Yeah,
you
put rock. The drumsticks down for a while,
yeah.
You know.
And I just wanted to try to make more melodic kind of music. And John sort of went in a direction. He sort of went in a more melodic way, too, but he sort of got into a more blues-focused thing with the Laughing Hyenas.
Right.
And, you know, we've always been friends and remained friends. So this Touch and Go Records thing came up in 2006. He's like, do you want to do it? And I was like, yeah. You know,
why just, not?
Yeah. I mean, if they would have asked us in 2004, we probably would have said no, you know, just because.
You're just in a different place.
It just wasn't different.
Wasn't
yeah,
right.
Different place, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we're going to be doing that much more stuff, so. I don't know. Like, we don't have anything on the horizon, so that might be it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, well, people have their chance to listen to it again, you know, through the WFMU archives.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you'll do other things. Like, you also did the Boa drum thing last year. Did you do it this year?
I did it this year, too.
Yeah.
I did the one in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What an experience that is.
Oh, my God. That was...
I mean, I've seen things on YouTube about that.
It was something else, you know, just...
How many was it this year? Was it 88?
It was 88.
88 drummers. And where was it?
It was at the La Brea Tar Pits, like near the museum in L.A.
Oh, wow.
And it was a different feel from the New York one. Just
well, that
the
was
audience.
Under the Brooklyn Bridge,
yeah,
wasn't it? Yeah.
It'd be hard to surpass the first one, you know, but there was a lot of beauty in the second one, and you know, the piece is like you have to concentrate. It's technically easy, but you have to concentrate.
And so do they give you written notes on cues?
You have notes like
because it's
notes
not really
about concepts,
right? It's not really written out.
Not
know,
really.
Note-wise, yeah.
No, you just kind of have to follow. What's happening with the boredoms in the center, they kind of conduct, and there's also patterns being sent out from the center.
Ah.
So the fellow or woman to my right that's playing in this spiral will be playing what I will pick up next, you know. So it follows like a little, it's like a domino effect,
right,
of drum patterns, and then there's sections of improv, you know. It's really ambitious. It's really something else. And so you had to concentrate like crazy. And I find myself more like after the fact, after it's done, I'm just like, you know, it's really emotional. Like when I think about it and just, you know, that, or spiritual, you know, just sort of like, I'm not sure what just happened, but I feel transformed, you know? And yeah. I've ran into other drummers. And it was, it's almost like that sort of like, you have this telepathy, like just visually, like, you know, you see a drummer that's not even that you know previous, but, you know, I bumped into other New York drummers or whatever, and they're like, hey, how you doing? Like, were you you were there, right? You know, it's just like you were abducted.
You just feel that yes, that so connection, that it has psychic that, connection.
Yeah, it weird. It had that power, you know?
Yeah.
So that was
That's great.
Great
to be part of that community. Yeah, even if it's just for one day.
Yeah, everybody had a good attitude. Mm-hmm. There were no egos going on. Right. Everybody was very cool. So
excellent. But here you're allowed to have a little bit of an ego because this is your music that you're playing for us here on WFMU.
Yeah.
Chris Moore, my guest today.
You know, I wouldn't mind if we'll run out of time to get on some to yeah, play
you,
something.
Yeah, you want to play some something from Moore and Sons or something else?
Yeah, I'd rather play stuff that I brought in from the other guys' projects and things.
We have plenty of time.
Okay.
So you tell me where you'd like it to go next. That's I'm easy here.
Okay. Maybe I'll do one more tune.
Okay.
Live, is that all right?
That sounds great. And then we got a bunch of CDs from friends and stuff.
This is Asking for the World. Another older song. Anyway. If you won't dance with me, will you at least sit and watch? Without rolling your eyes, slumped over in disgust. Will it take a lightning strike to finally light a fire? Am I asking for the world when I ask you to change? If I grabbed you by the collar, spit demands in your face, is that more your style? Will the mad dog awake? With a chisel and a hammer to crack wide your heart. Am I asking for the world when I ask you to change?